Congratulations on the victory. Another TCOB night, take care of business night for Scott City.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. About yourself?
Doing all right. Great game.
It was. You guys get it started to 21-0 first quarter lead, 34-0 by the break, and then it was pretty much all cruise control after that. And, you know, the kids just came out and fired off pretty hard. And, you know, we saw this team a year ago, the year older, a lot of the same faces. And, you know, they look much improved from last year as well.
Yeah, they are improved. And, you know, they came out, they were ready to go. I remember Coach showing us a video of them, one of the first days of practice. Their number one goal was to beat Scott City, but we came out and did a great game.
Absolutely, and the line continues to lead the charge. There are a lot of impressive drives by the Scott City line. They're opening up holes for, you know, whoever it is. Cooper Griffith, Kevin Aguilar, Wyatt Kropp getting some carries, Wyatt Hayes, Trey Stewart, you name it. And that line just, I tell you what, they get a little nasty down there and knock some bigger kids down the field tonight.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the offensive line. They improve every week. I mean, they get better every week, and that's Coach Turner. I know he's on them every day, and that's what we got to do, improve every week.
And, it was good to see Wyatt Kropp out there, had limited carries tonight and limited reps as well on defense. He had a nice few runs there in that first half. And then Kevin Aguilar, he looked like a little bit of a mean streak running the ball tonight.
Yeah, Kevin had a great game, along with all the running backs. Mm-hmm. And Kropp, I mean, that's what we have to do is kind of limit Kropp on his carries and just kind of play him when he gets a shot. So
once again, it is Coach Josh Burnett joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it tonight 48-6. And defense, they played pretty solid. It's a pretty high-octane Cimarron team that averages around 40 points a game, and you guys ground them to 6 points. And, I mean, all they had was one big play tonight.
Yeah, same with the D-tackles. I think they played pretty great. Garrett in there on a couple mm-hmm. sacks. A heck of a game for Garrett.
And Reed Flair, they're getting the late start there in that game as well. And Abe Wiebe dominated over on that right defensive end spot as well.
Yeah, had to cover for Jaime. Jaime's out with a concussion. Just found out today about that. So, but I think he'll be back next week. So, just depending on his concussion status.
Yeah, hopefully everything is all right with him. But another district championship, and you were a part of this run of 10 straight playoffs as a player back in 2006 there. And
yeah.
And was that your senior year?
That was my senior year.
All right, you started the run, and the run continues. In all 10 years, Scott City has been 3A. It's been a playoff-bound team. Well, it's going to be the Lions on Tuesday night. They lost tonight 40-7 to Hoisington, but it's one of those teams, 3-16 going into the playoffs, and sometimes those can be the more dangerous teams just by looking at records.
Yeah, it's always great to be part of a great tradition like Scott mm-hmm. City playing and coaching also, so it's always fun. And so now we'll get back into practice mode and focus on Lions for Tuesday.
All right, 9-0 start to the season, and hopefully 5 more to go, at least guaranteed one more game. And we get back to the friendly confines for at least one more game.
Well, that's always our goal, to play, go deep in the playoffs and hopefully win the big one.
All right, once again, it's Coach Josh Burnett joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it 48-6 over the Cimarron Blue Jays to get the District 16 championship, a 7th straight district title for Scott City in a home playoff game on Tuesday night. Thanks for stopping by again tonight, and we'll see you at home on Tuesday.
Sure. All right, thank you.